Learning this week is sponsored in memory of David Avram ben Chia Kahas, his Neshama Sheva and Aliyah. I want to share with you a beautiful lesson from the Makos. Of course, overall, the lesson of the Makos is that the Mitzvim should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And that's a really, really big deal. And if you look at the Makos carefully, each of the 10 is intended to teach a different lesson about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. But there are smaller lessons within each of the Makos. So I want to share with you a Medrash that's quite famous. The Medrash tells us that when the Tzvardeya, the frog, came out of the sea, it was one very, very, very large frog. And every time the Mitzvim hit the frog would multiply and multiple frogs would come out of it. So the Stipler asks an amazing question in his Sefer Birchas Peretz. He says, why didn't they just stop? You hit the frog, more frogs came out. You hit the frog again, more frogs come out. At a certain point in time, why didn't they just get the lesson? If you hit the frog, frogs will come out. Therefore, stop hitting the frog, there'll be less frogs, and everything will be good. It's a pretty basic question, and then you'd have one major frog and several minor frogs, and the Mako would be over. Stifler gives an amazing answer. He suggests that it's a lesson in how our midos work. The mida of kas, the mida of anger, works pretty much like this. I get angry because I don't get my own way. That's what I really want. And when I don't get my own way, I get frustrated and angry, and my expectation is that by getting angry, it'll get better. But more often than not, that self-destructive action just makes it worse and worse and worse. I want to share with you a personal story. Years ago, I was with T-Mobile before I switched over to Verizon. This is not an endorsement of either one of them. But I was actually, before that, I was with AT&T, and I had been, hoodwinked in my mind to the point of being told by the guy in the store that T-Mobile and AT&T are pretty much the same thing. And then I went on a vacation, and I realized I have no service with T-Mobile, and I got really, really angry. I went into the store and had words with the manager in the store to the point that it got pretty heated, and I'm a pretty mild-mannered person. And at a certain point in time, I felt all the blood rushing in my body, and I was like, oh, my God, this is probably what a heart attack feels like. And it was kind of very instructive to me because it kind of made me wonder, is this really worth it just for my cell phone plan? And I believe that's how CAS works. CAS is an understanding of I'm frustrated with how life is, so I get angry and hope it'll change, but it never does. The Egyptians would have been in a much better and different place if they had been able to control their anger, and the Makkah would have been a lot less destructive to them.